can't sleep for a while, baby, it just ain't right. I've got it on my mind and I just can't get it off. I think about it constantly, baby, I can't make it stop. I still...
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of the Redditors Roundtable podcast. So I am R2P Art. You can find all of our show notes on the r/R2 podcast subreddit. Today, I'm joined by R2P Tom. Tom, say hi.
Hello.
And R2P Andy.
Hey, guys.
You know what? R2P Art, pull back the curtain and explain what happened about this episode.
I think that's a pretty good idea. Why don't you go ahead?
I think so as well. Okay, so what happened was we actually recorded this episode. The next two segments you're about to hear, we recorded like 10 days ago. And we actually recorded an opening for those two segments. However, I will take full blame. It was my fault. I gave the wrong name of the podcast. And R2P Art actually said that.
I will second that blame.
So we actually know what happened, which is weird. I like it. I like the fact that we know, we were pretty damn funny in those two segments.
Yeah, no, they're worth putting out there.
We are bringing this up because once the segments begin, you will notice that Andy will be calling in via Skype or Google. What is it?
Google Voice.
Google Voice. So, yes, he's here in studio at the moment.
Yay.
So he's going to sound way better today.
And later on, you're going to hear, and that's just because he's calling in.
He doesn't make those noises usually.
And we're actually getting ready to record episode number two. So next week, you'll be able to hear what we actually said.
It's like the audience is here with us.
Well, they are, yeah. That's kind of cool. We should do this every week, though. You know that.
Re-record the intro for the previous one?
Yeah. Then we'd be like, man, that segment was pretty damn good, yeah.
All right, so why don't we start stalling? Let's just get right into it.
All right,
enjoy
guys,
the show.
Yeah, enjoy it.
I figured we can start off with a little bit of an icebreaker. So this first one is from the Ask Reddit subreddit. All right, so I kind of already read this, right? So I'm going to let you guys answer first, and then we can come back to me, all right? So I'm going to throw it over to Tom first.
Fantastic.
So here's the question. An alien ship comes down, beams you up, and let's assume that they're benevolent, right? It says, come explore the universe with us. We will show you thousands of worlds and countless new life forms and technology. But the caveat is you can never return to Earth, nor can you ever write, call, text, carrier pigeon anyone before or after you leave. So you've got to give them an answer right here, right now. So the question is, do you go? Why or why not?
Okay, so can I see these aliens?
You can see these aliens, yes.
So are they attractive?
No, they are the stereotypical green, weird head-shaped kinds of things. You know what I mean?
Okay, but...
they can speak English,
obviously.
Okay,
let me ask you this. Physically, could we bang?
I suppose so, yes. But they don't look anything... I guess it really depends what you're into.
There's a thing called prison gay, right? So
But here's the thing, though, right? You'd be going to other worlds, too. So these aliens might not be representative of what you'd find out there.
Yeah, but there's no guarantees. So,
there's no guarantees, no.
So the green, ugly aliens.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's tough. That is hard. Let's see. My wife probably wouldn't like that either.
And you can't tell her either, so you're going to kind
of
disappear.
Leave. Well, I wouldn't want to tell her. That's a good thing. I don't know how that would go over. Honey, I'm leaving, and I'm not coming back.
Yep.
Good luck. And I couldn't even send child support, right? Because I can't contact them.
Nothing.
Actually, that's a plus sign. Wow. Yeah, my biggest concern would be, getting able to bang. And I guess not. I guess no. I would stay on Earth.
Okay.
I'd say, thank you for the good times, but hit me up in a couple years.
Okay. Now, so let me, since you said no, right?
Yes.
I'm going to sweeten the pot for you.
Oh, here we All go.
Right?
Here we
so
go.
These aliens are no longer the green blob aliens, because that seems to be a big thing holding you back, right? So these aliens are now like Megan Fox.
I'm in.
You know what I mean? Right. Without the weird thumb.
Where do I go? Megan
explore
Fox.
The universe. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding me? All of them look like Megan Fox.
Well, they're all Megan Fox hot. So on that level. Of
yeah,
hotness,
I'm definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
You're in at that point.
Why would I say?
Literally.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good win for me.
Okay, now you've got guarantees. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess it still has to be consensual, I'd assume.
Yeah, are these, does he have guarantees?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they could be like, yeah, we may look like Megan Fox, but you really look like you still. You don't look like Brad Pitt. Boy. If I had, that's tough.
I mean, here's the thing. You've got a kind of a different situation than, you know, both me and Andy, because you do have a close family here.
I do.
Right?
I do
so
have an Earth
some,
family. Yes.
You've got some extra considerations to take in.
Yeah, but you know, the kids are almost grown. You know?
Okay.
I've been with the wife for like 20 years or so.
Your wife's got a great job,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. wait, I wouldn't have to work.
No, you. Well, I mean, you'd be exploring the universe, so, I mean, who knows what happens out there, right?
Yeah. Do I have to clean up the ship or something? I don't know.
It's a sense of uncertainty for sure. Because you could be going on a planet and, like, who knows what happens there, right?
Yeah.
See, that's my number one concern.
Can
I
watch
Earth
TV?
How do you know that they're not just going to make you a slave?
So it does say assume these aliens are benevolent and
yes.
That so these aliens are not going to kill you. But I mean, if someone captures these aliens, you know, could go either way.
But can I watch Earth TV? Because that's, you know, Game of Thrones stuff. It'd be tough to leave it without having an ending, you know, conclusion. Or could I say, hey, can you come back? You know, let's wait till next year, after next summer.
I don't think so. I think this is it. You know, here's the thing: like, you'd be missing Game of Thrones, maybe. But who knows what other TV shows the other universes out there have.
I mean, like a galaxy version.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, who knows?
Megan Fox, like, wow, man, that's tough. I ain't going to lie to you.
I said without the weird thumb, too. I don't know if you've seen her weird thumb, but they don't have this.
I honestly don't care about her. That would not stop me.
Okay, yeah.
Like, oh, sorry, Megan.
That's how sweet the pot is.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's amazing.
It's not an easy answer. I mean, so this whole discussion, I guess, was named "What is your go-to deep discussion question?" So, I mean, it's not supposed to be an easy kind of answer, right? There's a lot to consider for sure.
There is certainly a lot. I would, you know, I'm a homebody by nature, though. I like to be home. And if I'm traveling through the universe, I won't be home.
Yeah,
but I'll be banging Megan Fox.
I mean, hopefully.
Well,
right?
Assuming they let you,
right?
I mean, let me. Please.
Have you seen this? Have you seen this?
Come on. Yes, I would go.
Yes. No.
No.
Yes.
I guess it would depend on, you know, this is happening right now. So I'm
this
assuming this
right
is happening
now.
As we speak.
Yes. You don't have a choice to, hey, let me go down and do some research or something. No, this is it.
All right. I'll say Megan Fox. Wow. But you know what? You know, to be a good...
No Kirsten Dunst anywhere.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. I would most definitely stay on Earth.
Stay on Earth. Okay. All right.
How
so,
can you say most definitely, but then question that you're going to stay on Earth?
I'm staying.
It would have been one of those, wait. Oh, damn, they're already gone, you know?
Yeah, I might regret it. So go away, aliens.
Okay. So let me keep probing you. Okay.
Wow. Wow. That's what I was afraid of, really. Let's get something clear.
What would make you go? Is there anything that could make you do that? So you'd kind of be giving up your life here, but let's say, I don't know, you could take your entire family with you or something.
But you said you make me want to go.
Make you want to go.
Well,
yes.
That certainly would not.
Now I'm definitely not going.
What the? They go.
Going backwards.
Mr. Alien, I don't want to go, but I have some people that would volunteer. No. Yeah, you know, honestly, probably having them come with me. I don't know. Is there some cool...
I mean, here's the thing. They wouldn't have a choice, right? So you
would
have sent... No, it would be like a beam up situation. Like, oh,
wow.
I want to bring my family. All right, and they tear your entire house up. You know?
Oh, I don't think I could
that
do
that.
That
kind of thing.
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be pretty bad because, I don't know.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to throw the question over to you, Andy. Do you want me to repeat the question?
Yeah, go ahead and repeat it.
All right. So, he hasn't been listening. So an alien ship comes down, beams you up, and let's assume that these aliens are benevolent, says, come explore the universe with us. We will show you thousands of worlds and countless of new life forms and technology. But you can never return to Earth, nor can you call, write, text, carry a pigeon, anyone before or after you leave. Excuse me. Do you go? And here's the thing, okay? There are not going to be any honey pot sweetenings for you. So this is it. They're green blobbed aliens.
And not Megan Fox.
Not Megan Fox hot.
When you say assume they are benevolent, that means that I am guaranteed that they will not try to hurt me or enslave me.
That's right.
Those particular aliens.
Those particular aliens.
Right. Yeah. Those particular ones.
Yeah, but there's a lot of uncertainty and possibly danger out there in, you know, the other universes that these guys are going to explore.
And this is the only information that they're giving me. I don't know anything about these places we're going to explore. I don't know if they have any enemies that are trying to kill them.
Nope, this is it. And the universe is a pretty big place. So, I mean, even if you had some kind of earthly knowledge of the universe, you wouldn't, I don't know, it would be very limited. You know, they're going out to explore the entire universe, let's say.
Yeah, I don't see how I could choose this. So, no. There's just way too many unknowns.
So,
there's
for you, it's not that you can't bang ever. It's that you don't know if you're going to get enslaved somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I'd be able to find something to bang, and my hand works fine in the meantime.
Well, that only works for so long, and you need to bang something.
All right.
All the unknowns. And, I mean, that is one of the unknowns.
Right? Right, I'm going to sweeten the pot for you. What if Art can go with you? He's a very handsome man.
That doesn't change anything for me.
All right. So I lied. Actually, I will sweeten the pot for you, okay? This is just a way of getting you to answer the original question.
Yes,
right?
I like it.
So now these aliens are Megan Fox hot.
Ooh.
And let's assume some of them would be interested in you. You know, they look like earthly women, so why not?
They have bad taste. They like you.
Does this change your mind? They love facial hair, by the way.
I mean, there's still way too many unknowns. So I don't think that changes.
Yeah, see,
my
for
mind
him,
for him,
banging wasn't a thing. So you to sweeten the pot for him, you'd have to say, "We can guarantee your safety. There's an army with you."
Yeah, they would have to give me more information. I'm not just going to go blindly into this.
Go blindly into that Dark Knight.
Okay, so if your safety was guaranteed, but here's the thing, you can never return to Earth. You know.
I mean, honestly, I'm not that much of a people person, so I don't think that would matter at all. I'd be fine with that.
Okay. So there's really nothing that could make you go on this journey.
If they answered any question I had, then I would consider it.
What's making you think that they're going to tell you the truth?
Well, they are benevolent. So they do
I can still lie.
So here's the thing. What kind of questions do you have for them?
All right, Art's the alien.
Yeah, I am the alien. And I'm all right, Fox
Mr.
Hot too.
Alien.
I mean, he is very green.
Yeah.
How many? You said we're going to travel to thousands of different worlds.
That's right.
I mean, I won't even live long enough to travel to thousands of worlds. So how's that possible?
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Lightspeed.
Yeah. If they can beam
you up.
We're
going to go to 12 worlds a day.
Possibly.
I don't know. You're gonna go and explore whatever that means. You know.
Why are you being so literal, dude? You know what? We're not taking them.
We've changed our minds. Sorry, we're beaming you back down. And here's the thing. You
Wait,
know,
let's probe them one last time.
Now they're not so benevolent.
I think I'd want to. Do you guys eat? Like, can I have a sample of the types of food that I'm going to be eating for the rest of
my
life
God.
If I go with you?
Oh man,
you are rough.
Yeah,
dude,
sure.
You have to eat every day. So if you're eating something that is super disgusting that you can,
they're
gonna
have some type of little pill that you take, and you have to eat for a month.
Yeah, these guys are super advanced, right? So they probably are beyond the point where you know you actually sit down and eat. It's more like a pill, you know?
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about eating.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about eating.
You don't care about sex or whatever reason.
I don't have to worry about breathing. That'll be fine.
Well, you should breathe.
Yeah, you should breathe eventually. And yeah, sure, you can survive on their ship.
We're going to travel to a bunch of different planets. The Megan Fox-looking ones are okay with banging me.
Yep. Or potentially banging.
Yeah, you have to work. Right. Yeah, you have to work it.
Yeah, it's not just going to be that easy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you got the facial hair, which is a plus, you know?
That is true.
So that's at least something.
I think in those conditions, then I would definitely consider it.
No.
It's
you got to go, dude.
You go or don't. It's like, we've answered all your questions.
Yeah.
Like if you're leaving the ship, that's it. You know, they're beaming you down into a cornfield and you're just another one of those guys being interviewed, you know, on CNN. Like, you know, one of those redneck guys. Like, they sent me down and I was probed and all that stuff. Like, that's it. Well, nobody's going to ever believe you that this kind of thing happened.
I mean, those are only some of my questions. I still have more questions.
Okay.
You want me to just keep going with my questions?
Oh, my God.
Shoot. I mean, I'm going to take two more questions.
Yeah.
And that's it.
These aliens, you know.
Okay.
Because we're down about time.
They have to hit to these lots destinations. Of
yeah, we're picking
do
up Brad
I,
Pitt next. You know,
do
we don't
I
have time for this.
Say oh, in where gonna. We're going and if I'm allowed to stay there if I like it?
You can stay there if you like it. As far as, they're not going to force you to stay on the ship. You know, they're benevolent. So if you want to get off on that planet, sure, you can. But that planet will never again be Earth. So
unless you found an Earth-like planet.
Yes, you can potentially find that, but you will never return to the Earth where everyone you know is living.
Who apparently he doesn't like.
If I find a planet in which they treated me like a god, then I could just stay there and be their god the whole time.
Well, here's the thing, that there are no guarantees to that.
Right, there are no guarantees, but if that happened, then there would be nothing stopping me from living that lifestyle until I die.
That's true.
All right, then I'm in.
All right, he's in.
All right, we'll see you later, buddy.
There you go, easy as that.
R2P Andy is out of here. Next week, we'll bring someone else in.
There we go.
All right, well, Art.
So, for me, is this including pot sweetenings? Are we sweetening the pot?
Let's start with nothing. No, okay, here. No pot sweetenings. This is it.
Oh,
there's no chance.
Shoot.
You're not getting one.
Not a trick either.
This is not a trick.
This is not a trick.
This is real.
All right. Well, here's my take on it, right? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Something that probably no other or maybe one or two other humans.
You don't know that. Every missing person in the world, this could be it.
That's absolutely true. And you know what? I think I would go on that journey.
Holy cow. Can you imagine? If you went on this journey and you went to like a planet and there's a ton of missing persons, like other humans just hanging around, like, hey,
there you guys are. I was looking for you.
You know what would be even crazier is if this alien asked this question to every human on Earth at the exact same time.
And I'm the only person left on Earth. I wake up like, holy shit, everybody's gone.
Yeah, I mean, so
eye opener to see like if your significant other took it and you didn't or something like that.
Oh, that would be interesting to get your significant other's, you know, take on this whole thing, where the aliens do look like Brad Pitt, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, if both you and your significant other get beamed up, then it kind of feels like a betrayal because you both would have left the other one behind because you didn't know they also got the deal.
But that's perfect because for me, at least, they look like Megan Fox, so I wouldn't want to be, hanging out with my wife.
as far as me, I would totally go. It's an adventure that I'm assuming very few have ever taken. And here's the thing: they must have advanced technologies. You know, if they're beaming me up, if they're, flying to Earth one day and going to a totally different universe, you know, however long. They've got to have some sick technology out there.
So you're thinking they can extend your life too, right?
They can extend my life. I can maybe see, this is like a little caveat to this, but maybe I can find some kind of technology that would take me back to Earth with all this knowledge. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Can't
what?
Do that.
No, I can't do that?
No. Strictly in the rules, right. Dude. Come all on. Right.
So, okay. I would still go. You know, maybe they have some kind of technology to, I don't know, regrow hair.
So wait a
How
second.
About that?
You've already done it without the Megan Fox.
Without the Megan Fox.
Wow. Yeah.
There's no possibility.
He's in with
right?
the green creepy.
Dude, you should have held out. We were going Megan Fox.
I thought you said that was it.
I can't believe you fell for that. Wow, you went with ugly green.
I got trapped, dude.
Aliens with multiple arms.
All right, sweeten the pot, though.
Yeah, too late. You're already in.
All right.
That's pretty gross.
I was going to say no to Megan Fox, so that's perfectly fine.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Brad Pitt?
All right, here we go. So that's that. We kind of all have our answers. Are we all going at this point?
No, I'm not. I'm out.
Oh, you're completely out.
Oh,
There's nothing that would make
I'm hanging out.
That make you want to go, even after all the discussion we've had, where they can like potentially extend your life to forever.
I don't
forever.
Know if I want to live forever. I'm ready to go, actually.
All right, we will
I
not
be
seeing you in episode two.
I'm just waiting to wake up dead.
Oh, all right. This is taking a really dark turn at this point.
Well, I'm the only one married between the three of us, so you'll understand one day.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's certainly been a night. We've certainly learned something.
Yes.
You know, about.
And honey, well, she's not going to listen, but I love you.
So if you could open up a shop or start a business of some kind, what would it be? So this is kind of like an interesting question to ask, because you kind of learn about, you know, what people really want to do with their lives. Not necessarily what they are doing right now, but let's say that money wasn't an issue. What would you do?
Wow. Well, I would start a podcast.
Start a podcast. All right.
A podcast shop?
Yeah, obviously. No, I don't know what I'd do. So it'd have to be a storefront. So it'd have to be a physical, like they go into a store and buy something.
Or, you know what? Let me change it in a different way. If money was no object, what would you do with the rest of your life?
Would it have to be work related? I don't know.
If you never had to work again, and you had all the money you wanted.
So this is a completely different question.
This is a completely different. I'm changing it around a little bit because
completely.
I'm changing it around a little bit because it's gonna transition. Just trust me. Okay, just trust me.
If I had all the money in the world, what would I do?
Yeah. You certainly wouldn't work, right? That's what I'm assuming.
Work. Yeah, that's.
You wouldn't work for someone.
No. I would probably go around and go to a bunch of amusement parks, ride a bunch of rides, just hang out, enjoy, go to the beach a couple times, hang out with the family. I don't have anything cool. Unfortunately, I have nothing good for this answer because I don't want to do a lot. So,
so assuming you won like the lottery the next day, you would.
How much money?
Let's say $20 million.
See, that's not enough.
That's not enough?
No, no. $20 million is my net or gross?
That's after taxes.
So I am netting $20 million.
That's right.
All right. So I'd have to like put like.
So are you quitting your job?
For $20 million.
$20 million.
I'd have to do the math, but I assume if I put in $10 million, I invested a lot of it. See, my goal would be to invest almost all of it, and then just live off the interest every year. You know, withdraw the interest and live off that, never touch the principal, and if that would be enough. So I may, for the first couple years, to let the interest accrue a little, maybe work. Who cares? You know? I'm like, hey, you know what? I'll work for 1 year, let it accrue, then use that money as my first. Yeah, so I'll probably work 1 year.
Interesting.
Invest every last penny of it and live off the interest for the rest of my life. Then when I die, the kids have the $20 million.
Okay, so this is not just like thinking about like your present situation right now, like because on $20 million, I assume you could retire for the rest of your life, and that's it. I don't know. I might be doing so. I don't mean to eat.
Say standard investment, you'll get 7% return, right?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
It depends. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the math on that?
So if you invested $10 million, then that would be. What, 700?
700
a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 20.
I don't think you ever have to work again.
Yeah, no. That's just off of interest. So
yeah, that's
you
what I'm saying.
Off of 700,000 a year.
Well, that's 10 million, right? This is 20 million. So double.
Yeah.
That.
Oh.
But then again,
you were
take taxes out.
Invest
so.
Half.
Right. No. I said I'm going to invest it all. Work 1 year, live off the interest after accrued 1 year.
Well, you invest it all. Well, you're looking at
1.4
1.4 million a year.
1.4, so I'll probably walk out with what, 700,000-800,000 after Uncle Sam takes his portion.
Yeah.
I could definitely live off that for the rest of my life per year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easy.
So that's what I'd do. I'd do that. So,
And just travel around going on roller coasters, son.
Wherever I wanted to go. Maybe outer space.
Well, that was the whole question. What would you do?
Well,
just
that's what.
To amusement parks?
Well, I'd do anything. I wouldn't stop at amusement parks. I would do whatever. You know, maybe I'd fall in love with
Megan Fox aliens.
Go into art galleries. Whatever I'd want to do, I would do. Right now, yes, I would go around and visit theme parks all around the world and have a good time. And that's the extent of what I would do. But and whatever my wife would want to do too, I guess. I'd do some stuff with her as well.
All right, Andy, what do you got?
$20 million.
$20 million. Right. You get it today
so
after taxes.
He bets all on black.
I wouldn't be worried about making money at all, so I would play video games for the rest of my life.
What are you doing with the money, though? Specifically, are you investing it, or are you just sitting it in your house, or what?
Yeah, I would just invest it.
So you basically do what I did.
So your life.
I would live off the interest, and then I would do nothing but play games.
All right, so you're doing what I'm doing.
And I guess go on vacations too, right? But.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So essentially,
it's not like over extravagant.
Yeah. So essentially, this kind of question kind of tells what your happiness would be, you know, for you.
I don't think it told us anything except that Andy and I gave the both same generic answer. I guess the question is, what would you do?
What would I do with $20 million? Oh, man, that's so tough.
Invest it and play video games.
No. Maybe I would invest. Maybe I wouldn't. Invest half of it. You know, first thing I would do, pay off my parents' and family's houses, both here and in Poland.
But I mean, okay, now let's think about this.
Yeah.
Because I too would do things for my family. However,
sure.
I'd be like, hey, listen, I got $20 million. I'm investing it. I'm going to have about $800,000 a year once I invest it and the first time I come around the first year.
Okay.
Every time I'm going to pay $50,000 towards your house or $100,000 towards your house, and we'll pay it off eventually. I'm not going to do it all at one time because in the long run, I want to make more money over the long course of time rather than just waste it all at one time.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, though, that life is fairly short. You know, if you break it down.
Well, see, that's what I'm banking on. See, I was like, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to pay off your house over like 20 years. But guess what? If they die beforehand, I don't have to pay it off, right?
Well, I mean,
you're hedging your bet.
I feel like this question keeps changing. Before it was, you don't have to worry about money. What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Well, that was the
now
first
talking
question.
About you know, worrying about money.
I figured that $20 million would be enough to not worry about money.
Not if you want to start doing stuff for your families and stuff and kids. And $20 million is nothing.
Yeah, or maybe the close family.
Let's go $100 million.
$100 million.
$100 million. I would do nothing.
All right. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed.
All right. $100 million, $20 million.
It doesn't really matter.
$100,000 million. You know, I don't think my answer would change.
So this is a really bad question, right?
At all. What do you mean?
We all gave the same, like, hey, invest. We all did very wise things with it. Let's say you get $20 million, and at the end of 10 years, you can't have any of that initial $20 million. You can't invest it. You have to spend that $20 million. Or not 20, 10 years. Let's go. You have 1 year to spend $20 million, whatever you want to do.
Oh, I think there was a movie about this.
Brewster's right. Millions.
That's
in the 1980s.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Good movie. Good movie. But that wasn't quite the same, but yes.
So how much in a year?
Let's go to $20 million. $20 million. You have 12 months to spend it. You can't.
Well, you can pay off your family's houses, right?
Well, see, then you'd be gaining assets. Because you're giving away that it's not yours, right?
Right. Yeah.
So it would have to be something like you can't gain, like you can't go out and buy $20 million worth of gold and consider that to be your
can
answer.
Can you buy a house? I mean, that's an asset that you would have at the end of the year.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay. We could.
We have the money, but we have to waste it
essentially
within a year.
You can do it any way you want.
All right. Well, here's my thing. You guys are both getting at least Lamborghinis.
Oh, gifts, right?
Gifts.
Yes.
Yeah. I figure, you know, some of that good luck will come back around to me at some point.
You want that thing back after a year?
No. I just want some consideration, you know?
Are you going to come by my house 366 days after? Like, yeah, man. Hey, man, can I borrow that Lambo?
Yeah.
Just for a couple months.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll keep it for 2 months. I'm going to go over Andy and get his.
Yeah, I feel like that's cheating, though. That's deliberately doing something to try to gain assets.
Well, here's the thing. You're not obligated to give me that stuff back. Like, it is considered a gift, right? So you could say, no, why don't you get back in your Toyota Corolla and get out of here, you know?
But still, that's shady.
I think we should change this up. It should be that there is no way you can retain anything that you use that money for after 1 year.
Yeah. Okay. I'd still buy
at the end of the 1 year mark, all the money and anything it bought disappears.
All right. Well, then it's got to be travel, you know? I mean, going all over the place.
Well, I mean, you could still pay off your parents' house, right? Because you don't own it. But if they die and they will it to you, how's that work? I don't know.
You have to waste. You should be able to do that.
All right. Total waste. Yeah. Travel is
definitely
where it's at.
Travel.
Big party. Big party.
Gold flakes on every meal.
Megan Fox will be at my party. Her and Brad Pitt.
Yeah. At that point, you could afford probably multiple Megan Foxes, right?
But that doesn't exist. You mean cloning her?
Yeah, sure. Something.
Well, $20 million is not going to get you a clone Megan Fox. But I tell you what.
In China, it'll get you a cheap Megan Fox clone at least.
You can't own people.
Huh?
So I could spend my $20 million to clone Megan Fox.
I suppose you could.
And then at the end of the year, she'd be a person.
Yeah. And she'd be yours?
Yeah, because I'd be like, hey,
I bought you.
I cloned you, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be alive for me.
I still don't think that would let you clone a person. $20 million?
I go with Mexico.
Yeah. China's an interesting place, actually.
In Mexico, you can do anything for a lot less. Yeah.
It's more like $20 in Mexico.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week on the Redditors Roundtable podcast. For R2P Andy, R2P Tom, and myself, R2P Art, we're going to log out. But come join us on r/R2podcast to continue the discussion and post your favorite Reddit articles, and they may be discussed on a future episode. So come shape the podcast with us, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes. See you on Reddit and on the next episode. I want it all.